Daf Samech Zayin. That today's learning is going to be Lila Nishmas Riki's father, Aaron David ben Menachem ben Neshama Shevet Aliyah. So the end of yesterday's daf was talking about two different sources of how we know that if the tzibur is tameh, that they're nidcha from Pesach, rather they're docheh, they could do the Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara had two suggestions. One suggestion was based on the pasuk. It says ish ish kiyat tameh lenefesh. So the Gemara darshan ish nidcha lePesach sheni v'ein tzibur nidcha lePesach sheni. Rather they of the betuma that the tzibur when they're tameh they could do Pesach Rishon. That was one source, and the Gemara had challenged that because maybe the Gemara says maybe only ish nidcha lePesach sheni, but maybe the dik should be that tzibur shouldn't do it at all. So that's one question we're going to come back to. And the second question, the second suggestion was brought by Reish Lakish. The first one was Rabbi Yochanan. The second suggestion is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, no, it says, Vayishlechu min amachna kol tzaruah v'chol zav v'chol tamay nefesh. So we see that there's different times where the tzaruah, the zav tamay nefesh, it must be a time that, although this situation they're talking about, they all get sent out of the machna, there's another scenario whereby the tamay meis are not sent out, only the zav and tzaruah sent out. What's that? That must be the case of Pesach Rishon, where look at the top of Samach Zayin, El Yesh So again, Rabbi Yochanan learned from the pasuk Ishish, and according to Reish Lakish, he learned from the pasuk Vayishlechu min amachnas. The Gemara is now going to finish off this discussion three lines down on Samech Zayin. The Gemara says, "Amar Abaye." Abaye says, "Ihachi." That's the case. Le manami yomer zav v'tumei mesim vayomer mitzora. So how can the pasuk have to separate the tumas mes, Tumas Zav and Tumas Mitzara? Maybe it could have left out Tumas Mitzara. Vani Omer, I would have said on my own, Zav Mishtaleach Mitzara Lo Kol Shekein. If a Zav is sent out, so certainly Mitzara, which is more Chamer. We're going to see how different Tumas are more Chamer than the other at the bottom of the Amud. But right now we're going to take it as a given that if a Zav is Mishtaleach, certainly Mitzara should be sent out as well. So why did the Gemara have to specify Tamei Meis, Zav, and also a Mitzara? Ella must be, we can make the following conclusion. The Yesh Lecha Shah, She Mitzaran, Mishalchen, Vein Zavin, Utmei Mesim, Mishalchen. The very fact that the Pasuk had to single out Mitzorah as well, does that not imply that there's a moment where the Mitzorah is sent out, but the Zavin Temei Mes are not sent out? And what's that? When are we going to have such a case? Vezezeh, Ze Pesach Haba Betuma. That Pesach Haba Betuma, that maybe only the Mitzorahim are sent out, but not Temei Mesim, not Zavin. If you're going to say in Echanami, that's true, that by a Pesach, the Mitzorim get to eat Pesach Betumah, not the others. That can't be the case because we have a clear Mishnah, Vatanan, that Pesach, Haba Betumah, Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavim, Vizavos, Venidos, Viodos, Vim Achlu Ptum. That the din is, if a Pesach is a year where they brought Betumah, that you don't allow other people tamei to eat it. Only tamei meis can eat it, but not a zav or a zava or mitzora. If they do eat it, they're taka pater from Pesach Sheni, but lechachila, they certainly cannot. Either way, we learn from this that you cannot make the following diak, just because the pasuk says vayishlechu min amachane kol tzaruah v'chol zav v'chol tamei nefesh, does not mean that there's scenarios where one of them are going to be remaining and the other ones will be sent out. So therefore, the Gemara rejects Reish Lakish's drasha, and the Gemara is going to revert back and conclude based on Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. So what's that? So the Gemara says around 10 lines down in Samech Zayin here, El Amar Abaye says, Li Olam Mikra Kama. We're learning really based on the first pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan's source, which said again, Ish Ish, with a person, double lashon Ish Ish, Kiyel Tamal Nefesh, that Ish Nidcha, the Pesach Sheni, Vein Tzibor Nidcha, the Pesach Sheni, Ella of the Betumah. That was the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's what Abaye is going on. But there's a question yesterday's daf, because yesterday's daf we said, maybe the dik should have been only the Ish is Nidcha Pesach Sheni, but the Tzibor is not Nidcha at all. Maybe the Tzibor shouldn't do a Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni. So this is where Abaye fills in the gap. El Amar Abaye says, Li'olam Mikra Kama, they're using the first pasuk of Ishish. Imke Nichtav Rachmana Ish Ish Kiel Tame, period. It could have said that. L'nefesh Lamili, what's the need to teach me L'nefesh? It could have said, if a person's Tame, why L'nefesh? V'chi Tame, if you're going to tell me, Hai L'nefesh, L'hacha Hudasa. The word nefesh is needed to qualify which type of tumah. It needs to tell me that tamei meis hu dinidcha lepesach sheni aval shar tameim lo. Where it says ishich kia tamei lenefesh. Tamei lenefesh means tamei meis. So we're telling us only tamei meis doesn't get pushed off. They do rather pesach person if the tzibur is tahor. And there's an individual who's tamei meis. That individual or yechidim individuals who are tamei meis, they go to pesach sheni. They're pushed off. So maybe the reason why it says, Kiyet Tamid Lenefesh, you tell me only a Tamei Meis gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Aval Shar Tmeim Lo, but other Tmeim don't have a chance, not Pesach Rishon, nor could they do Pesach Sheni. So maybe that's what the drasha of Lo Nefesh should tell me. But the Gemara says, V'hatanya, the Brisa says, Yachol Lo Yehi Osim Pesach Sheni, Ela Tmei Mesim, V'shei Derech Rechoka. I only know from the Pasuk that a person who's Tmei Mes, or a person who's Derech Rechoka, who's too far to perform Pesach Rishon, only they get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. How do I know Zavim, Umitzaraim, Ubolanidas Minayin? How do I know they as well, if they're Tamei and can't perform Pesach Rishon, they also have the opportunity of Pesach Sheni? Tamalomer, Ishish, the double Lashon Ishish comes to include Shar Tmeos as well. So we already know that's not true. The Nefesh is not telling me that other Tmeos cannot do Pesach Sheni. They can do Pesach Sheni from Ishish. So we have this extra word, Lenefesh. So Lenefesh, the Kasser Rachman Alamali, what's the Drasha? So Ella, therefore, by concludes this discussion. Ella Hachi Kamar, Ish Nidcha LePesach Sheni, VeEin Tzibor Nidcha LePesach Sheni, Ella Avdei Betuma. Only an individual who's Tamei is pushed off to Pesach Rishon, to Pesach Sheni rather. But if an entire Tzibor is Tamei, they could do it in Betzibor Pesach Rishon Betuma. And then the word LeNefesh comes to qualify which type of Tuma could do the Karban Pesach Rishon. Bit Tzibur, it must be v'chi avdi Tzibur b'tuma b'tamei meis aval shar tumos la'avdi. So that's what it says. Ish ish kia tamei lenefesh. Tamei lenefesh. Only if an individual is tamei lenefesh, he goes to Pesach Sheni. But if a Tzibur is tamei lenefesh, they actually do Pesach Rishon. But if there were to be another tuma like zav mitzora, even if it's a Tzibur is tamei, they actually have to wait until Pesach Sheni. So that's the end of the drasha. How we know the Karban Pesach is Osim Betuma, if the Tzibur is Betuma. So Gemara now says, now that we're talking about sending out of different camps, we mentioned Tamei Meis, and that the Pasuk according to Reish Lakish, we said, Vayishlechu min ha-machna kol tzuruah v'chol zav v'chol tamei l'nefesh, we rejected that. That's no longer a source of the Karban Pesach being done Betzibur Betuma, but now we're going to darshan different related drashas about different types of Tumas leaving different machanos. So the Gemara says, halfway down, Samech Zayin Amin Aleph. Amr Rav Chista, mitzora shenichnas lefnim mimichitaso pater. The pasuk says that a mitzora is not allowed to enter into a certain mechita, into machane Israel. If they do, they violate a lav. Now, normally, a lav gets malchus. But the Gemara tells us, Rav Chista's mechadesh us, that a mitzora who goes violates a lav, he's pater. Why is he pater? We know there are a few different reasons why a person can be pater from malchus. One of them is a lav anitek la'aseh. There's a lav, but there's a way to fix it, you don't get malchus. So, for example, if there's a iser of nosar, you can't leave over leftover karbanos. If you do, shouldn't be malchus? No, because you could burn it the next morning. The lav anitek la'aseh. So we have a number of these different examples. So if Chista says that ha-mitzora shenichnas lefnim memichitaso is also a lav anitek la'aseh. How do we know? Shenemar says, Badad Yashav Michutz Lamachne Moshavo. He has to be by himself. Badad Levad. He has to be by himself. That's an asay. If he goes back in, send him back out by himself. So that's skipping the parentheses. Hakosav Nitik Lasay, that the asay fixes the lav, and for that reason, the Mitzorah is pater from Malkos. The Gemara says we have an explicit brisa that says the Mitzorah actually does get Malkos for entering into the Machne of Machne Yisrael. What does the brisa say? Asive. Mitzora shenichnas lefnim mechitaso bar bam, he gets 40 lashes. Now, just to finish off the drash, the brisa, zavim v'zavos shenichnasu lefnim mechitason bar bam as well. And if a zava who cannot enter machane levia, they also get malchus. And finishing off, and this really connects to our parsha, actually this week's parsha, the tamei meis mutter likanesh lemachane levia. A tamei meis, a person who's tamei meis can enter machane levia. But not only a person who's tamei meis bavad amru ela filu meis asma, even the meis asmo, even the, if you have a dead body carrying the bones, vayikach shenemar vayikach Moshe's asmos Yosef imo b'michitasa, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself carried asmos Yosef. And when we are leaving Mitzrayim, so everyone else was osik in the getting the biza of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is busy bringing up asmos Yosef from the Nile to carry it through Kriyas Yamsuf. Yosef Atzadik was the Gemara says there's the Chus Yosef is why there's Kriyas Yamsuf. That's this week's parsha. Either way, we see from the Brisa that a Mitzora Shenichnas Lefinim Mechitaso is Bar Bayim. But we just said, Rav Chista said, that it doesn't. He's Pater because it's a Lava Hanitek Laseh. So which one is it? Are there Malkos for a Mitzora who's Nichnas Mechitaso, or are there no Malkos? And the Gemara answers it to Tanai. It's really Machlokas Tanayim whether a Mitzora Shenichnas Lefinim Mechitaso is Pater or Chayv. the Tanya. The Baraita says, Badad Yashav, the Pasuk says, which means, Levad Yashav, he should sit by himself, all by himself, Shelo Yetimei Machayim Yoshin Imo. That no other types of tumas, no zav, no tumei mace, should not sit next to the mitzvah. He's all by himself. Yachol yuzavim utmei mesim mishalchin l'machan achas. Okay, so mitzvah is certainly by himself. He's in his own camp by himself. But maybe the zav and tumei mace, they could be in the same circle. Maybe that's possible. Atamun lomar v'lo yitamu es machaneihem. They should not contaminate their machaneim. What's the multiple machaneim? So the Gemara darshins litein machane lezeh. That the Zavim have to be sent to outside of the Machane Levia, but they can remain in Machane Yisrael. Let's be clear. The Metzora is outside of even Machane Yisrael. They're outside of all the camps. The Zav could be outside, be in Machane Yisrael, but outside Machane Levia. And Tamei Meis can be even in Machane Levia, but they can't be in Machane Shechina, the most center one. So Gemara Darshan is based on the Pasuk again, Lo Yitamu Es Machaneim, Litei Machane Lezeh, Divrei Reb Yehuda. That's what he learned from these words here, that Badad Yashav is telling me that Metzora stands by himself. That's the Joshua. It's all by himself, Badad Yashav. But comes along Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein no tzarech. You don't need the Joshua of Yashav Badad, Badad Yashav, to tell me that Metzora stands by himself. We know that from a different Joshua. Ein no tzarech, because Harehu Omer, Vayishlechu min ha-machana, this is the Pasuk Reish Lakish quoted on Tzamech Vav, Vayishlechu min ha-machana kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh, Yomar tamei meis, why doesn't the Pasuk simply say that tamei meis are sent outside of the machana? Vayomar tamei zav, I don't have to tell me tamei zav, because on the Omer I would have said, tamei meisim eshtalchim, zavim lo kol shagim. We're going to get to what the drush is. Tamei meis is, that means kava chomer zav, which is even more chomer than tamei meis. We'll see what the chomer of zav is over tamei meis. But again, it didn't need to say zav here, because I could have learned the tumas zav from a kava chomer of tamei meis. So lama nembar, why does it say zav in the pasuk? Li tein lamach neshniya, we have to have a separate encampment for the tamei zav. And then the Gemara says, furthermore, the yomer zav, so now it should say tamei meis and zav separately. But al yomer mitzar, but don't say mitzar in the pasuk, because that's the most chomer. Vani Omer, if a zav is sent out of the camps, certainly the mitzora, which is more chamer than zav, should also be sent out of the camps. Lama nemar mitzora, why does it specify mitzora? Litein lamachan ishlishis, so tell me that there's a separate encampment for the mitzora. So Rabbi Shimon learned from this drasha of Reish Lakish's pasuk of yesterday's daf, v'yishchu min hamachan kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei nefesh, each one has a separate camp. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's an extra pasuk of Badad Yashav. What does he do with the pasuk Badad Yashav? So Kishu Omer Badad Yashav Hakasav Nituk Lasei. So if Chista, when he said that a Metzora Shenichnas Lefnim Mechitasa Pater because Nituk Lasei, because the pasuk Badad Yashav, that was Rabbi Shimon Shita, that's a Alav Anituk Lasei. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who used the word of Badad Yashav to tell me that Metzora has its own encampment, that pasuk's not available of a Nitek Laseh. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be Malkos Arbam. That was the brisa that we brought in the Eisavet. So either way, what comes out from this discussion is, there's a machlokas whether or not there gets Malkos for a Metzora who violates his Mechitza. That's the machlokas tonight. So now the Gemara wants to know, we mentioned that my Chumra dezav mitamei meis. We had this Havamina, that had the pasuk simply said, Tumei meis is sent out of the encampments, certainly the Zav is as well. The Zav is more chumer, a greater tumah by a Zav than Tumei Meis. So Gemara wants to know, my chumer, the Zav, mitamei meis. In what way is a Zav more stringent in, with respect to tumah than that of a Meis? Shekein tumah yotzei lav megufo. Because the Zav is more stringent in that it comes from the body itself. As opposed to Tumei Meis, it's external to the body, even though it might have greater ramifications, but the very source of the tumah comes from the body itself, and therefore there's a certain stringency involved in that. There actually is a big discussion in the, not relevant to us exactly, but I think the Gemara Mechoros talks about that a person cannot be mafresh chala in Eretz Yisrael if he's a tama yotze megufo, but if it's not a tama yotze megufo, he actually can. So we have chilukim of tumah that comes from the body versus tumah that's external. So a person who's tama meis can be mafresh chala, but a person who's a zav cannot be mafresh chala because it's yotze megufo. There's an interesting actually discussion in terms of tumah, why not? We know Anita is considered also Yotze Megufo, but there's a question whether a Bo El Nida, a husband, a man who's with Anita, he himself becomes tame as well. Is a bal nida considered yotzi megufo or not yotzi megufo? Now, pashup shot, it's not yotzi megufo, but the Gemara compares and equates a bal nida to that of a nida itself. The question is, how far do we take that drasha? Is a mamish considered yotzi megufo or no? It's just a dimyon ba'alma. It's not really yotzi megufo. So they actually talk about a nafkamina, whether he is such a bal nida could be mafish chala in Eretz Yisrael or not, whether it's a tumas yotzi megufo or not. But either way, we see that there is a certain stringency of a zav in that it's shekein tuma yote lav migufa. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, Adi Rabba, tamei meis is chamar. Certainly, if you were to ask anybody in the street, they tell you tamei meis is more stringent. Shekein ton hazah ushlishi vishvi. You require hazah of the paraduma. No other tuma requires hazah of paraduma to become tahor, but tamei meis does. So certainly tamei meis is more chamar than that of zav. To which the Gemara answers, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, tamei v'chol tamei. What's tame v'chol tame? It's coming to include something that wasn't mentioned explicitly. It says, it's referring to the rabbos tame sheretz. So when it says in the pasuk v'chol zav, it means v'chol zav and also tuma sheretz is implied there. Now that that phrase v'chol zav implies even sheretz, now we have a different chumah. V'zav v'chol, that v'chol the rabbos tame sheretz, v'zav chamer mit tame sheretz. And now, certainly zav is more stringent than sheretz. I'm sorry. V'chol tamei lenefesh is coming to include v'sheretz, tumas sheretz. And even though zav itself is not tamei than tumas meis, more chamer than tumas meis, it is more chamer than sheretz, which is implied by the words v'chol tamei lenefesh. And now we have, so what's the chumra of zav over sheretz? V'zav chamer mitamei sheretz, my chumra. Kedamra, like we said, because zav is tuma yotze megufo, while sheretz is not yotze megufo. So Gemara says, Adar Abba, sheretz should be more chamer from zav because shekein metame bonus. If a person touches a sheretz bonus, someone threw a guy against the sheretz, against his will, that's onus, he's tame. As opposed to a zav, if a zav became a tumah bonus, he wouldn't be responsible. Well, Gemara says, no, not true. Gemara says, Amre, shekein metame bonus. Amre kia gavna zav nami tumah tame bonus. Not true. A zav, if he becomes zav against his will, ones, he sees a yotz megufo, some ziva, he certainly will be considered tame even beones, kidi Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, ri'iya rishona, shozav mitame beones. So there's different stages. The three zavim for a person has to see three ri'iyos to become a zav gedola. The first one's considered a bal keri. Rashi points out there's a difference between the consistency, if you will, of ziva versus keri. But either way, the first ria he sees as a din of a keri, a person sees a keri, he's tamei be'ones, just like a person touches a sheretz be'ones, he's tamei. So that's not a difference. Both sheretz and zav become tamei be'ones. So the only difference is that zav is yotze megufo, and sheretz is not yotze megufo. And since we have a chumra of zav over sheretz, and sheretz is implied in the pasuk v'chol tamei lenefesh, and it's considered more chumra than that entire phrase. So therefore, the Gemara says, had it said tamei meis and sheretz, I would have known zav from the kav v'chomer. Why did it have to sing out zav? It's to teach me that zav has a separate machna to which it goes. Okay, not easy stuff. This is tumah v'tara, but we're doing the best we can. Gemara now says vayter. Three lines down in samech zayin amabis. I mean, let's take a little break actually. I'll say one halach lemaisa related to this din here. There's a din of a zav and a keri. So they're not allowed to enter into machane, into the makom hamikdash. That's a certain din. The post can talk about, so what about the kosa maravi? Is the kosa considered a base hamikdash or a harabayas? So a person who's tame, a person who's tumas keri, is he allowed to touch the kosa? Is that a violation or not? So the post can talk about that the chachmas adam, the radbaz, all mentioned that it's the kosa maravi is considered the wall of the actual base hamikdash, and therefore it's also for a person to put their fingers in the cracks of the kosa because there's a cloud that the shmabia b'miksas shmabia, and if you partially enter into the base hamikdash, it's as if you are entirely entering into by slipping your fingers in the cracks. That's considered a violation if a person is a tumas keri. But the Avnei Nezer and all the historians will tell you that it's not the wall of the Beis Hamikdash. It's a wall of maybe some part of the Har Bayis, but not the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer has a whole long discussion in Yerdei Siman Taf Nun where he says that's not a problem at all for a person to put their cracks in the between the walls of the Kosel, even though a person might be tumas. Okay, the Gemara now says three lines down. And Samach Zayin Amabes. My Chumra Dimitzara Mizav. We had said in the Pasuk before, the Drasha, that had it said Tamei Meis and just Zav, I would have learned if those two are sent outside of the Machanos, Kal V'Chomer Mitzara as well. So what's the Chumra that Mitzara has over Zav? Shekein Ton Priya Uprima. What's Priya Uprima? So it says Rashi points out Priya is Priyasa Rosh, Gidol Ser, allowing the hair to grow long. The Mitzara must let the hair grow long. And prima means begadim, he has to tear his clothing. Those are two ramifications of being a mitzvah according to the pesukim. And furthermore, a third one is aser b'tashmish amita. So these are three chumras that a mitzvah has over a zav. So Gemara says, adarabba, zav chumar shekei metame mishgava umoshava umetame klicheris behesim. A zav is actually more chamer, because when he sits on something, he makes that bed, that chair, into a avatuma, which means if somebody else sits on that, if I sit on a bed where a zav was just on, not only will I become tame, but even the clothing I wear will become tame as well. That's a special chamer by a zav. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says around halfway down the narrow lines, zav ose mishkavo umoshavo avatuma latame adam hanogea ba tuma chamura. So a zav sits on a chair or a bed and someone else sits on him, that second person is tamei. Not only is he tamei, but the begadim as well. The afa pishlo nagua begadim bemishkav. Even though my clothing didn't touch the bed, about mitzora, afa gav the tani b'toras kohanim also mishkav moshev. Even though mitzora also can make a bed or a chair into some tuma, lav ava tuma latami adam tami begadim, elatami ochlin mashkim, it only makes it into a lower level tuma, that the bed that Matsura sat on could only make food and drink tame, but it cannot make a person and begadim tame. So that's a chumra only by a Matsura, but by the Zav rather, that a Zav is more chumra than a Matsura. And also, furthermore, if it moves a klicharis, if a zav doesn't touch a klicharis, but he could use a pencil and moves it indirectly, that's also, it's able to somehow transmit the tumah from the zav to the klicharis. It's called klicharis beheset. So those are three chumras, or two chumras rather, that apply to a zav over the mitzvah. So Gemara says, Amar Kra, zav v'chol zav. What does the pasuk mean when it says pasuk zav v'chol zav include? The rabbos bal keri. So when it says v'chol zav, and the pasuk implies even a bal keri is included, it has to separate it from the camps. Mitzora chomer mi bal keri. And it's certainly true that mitzora is more stringent than a bal keri. And if he's more stringent than a bal keri, that would have been implied. So when it says the pasuk v'chol zav, then implied also v'chol bal keri. And if a bal keri has to be outside the machana, certainly mitzora has to be outside the machana. So why did it single out machana to tell me that a mitzora, rather, to tell me that a mitzora has a separate machana in its own? So the Gemara wants to know, what's the chumrah of the mitzora over the bal keri? My chumrah, kedamra, like we said before, that a mitzora is subject to priyo, prima, vasa b'tash b'shamita. So then the Gemara says, but I could say the opposite. Adrapa. A bal keri is chamer, shekein metame b'mashu. The din is, a mitzora has to have a certain shear. This is the white pass that has a certain shear to it. But a person of bal keri sees even a mashu of keri, he's tame. So in terms of shearim, a bal keri is more chamer than that of a mitzora. And the Gemara says, no. Savar lak Rabbi Nassan, detani Rabbi Nassan omer, mishum Rabbi Shmuel, zav tzarech kichasimas pia ama. That he does not say a kol shuv keri will make a person tame. Has to be a shear of kichasimas pia ama. So v'lo hodu lo chachamim, the chacham don't agree to him, but either way, Rabbi Nassim himself does say it's not a kosher, there has to be a certain shear to the keri to make him tummy. So that's a chumra that the zav has, it's a larger shear apparently than that of the mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, now that we establish v'iskash le bal keri lizav, so now we connect the bal keri to zav, so just like a bal keri is a chumra over mitzvah, we can extend the chumra that a zav has over mitzvah as well, now we could say that a mitzora is more chamer than a balkari, and by extension, it's more chamer than a zav. And if a zav was mentioned, certainly a mitzora was implied. So why does it single out mitzora again to tell me the mitzora has a separate machna? Now, just to finish this off, the Gemara says, v'chol tzaru lamali. We just darshan v'chol tamil nefesh is coming to include sheretz, and v'chol zav includes balkari. So what's v'chol tzaru coming to include in the pasuk lamali? I did the ksiv kol zav, ksiv nami kol tzaruah. The pasuk wanted to be consistent. There is no drasha from the kol tzaruah, but since it said v'chol zav, and it said v'chol tamir l'nefesh, it also said v'chol tzaruah, just to have some type of flow, consistency in the actual pasuk. There is a very interesting tosos here. We're not going to go into the details, but they just drew out two lines from the Dibur Maskil, v'itkash bal keri l'zav. I mentioned before there's a discussion whether or not a bol nida is like a tuma yotze migufo, or it's considered just a tumas magam. There's other ways to categorize this. There's two types of tumas in general. There's tumas ri'iya and tumas maga. Tumas ri'iya is similar to tuma yotze migufo. So for example, a woman who's a nida, she's called tuma ri'iya. She sees something, she's tumas ri'iya, that's tuma yotze migufo. A zav also, typically a bakari should be also a tuma ri'iya. They see something, they're tame. As opposed to tame l'sheretz or tame l'nefesh, it's tumas maga. So is it tumas maga or tumas ri'iya? So Tosafot points out here in the first line, look at v'itkash bakari l'zav. The first line of Tosos, he writes, Hacha mashma, de balkeri nami tamei mitamriya. By seeing something, that's what type of tuma the balkeri is. But the very last, or the third last line of that Tosos, he quotes from another source, Alma mashma hasam de mitam nigiya tamei. So it's about keri tamei because the keri touches him, or it's about keri tamei because he saw something emit from his body. So the post, I think the Rishonim say this, that the one nafkamina is what the shear is. By a woman who's a nida, she's a tumariya. She's tumasariya. So if she sees a nida, dam, even a kolshu, she's tame. To do riya, you don't need a shear to make a person to touch. To make a tumas mace, to touch sherets, it needs to be a certain shear. But tumasariya does not require shear. Any riya will make a person tame. So that's why a nida, if she sees even a small kechardel, tiny amount, she becomes tame. So now, whether a balkari requires seeing a kolshu or requires seeing a chasimas piyama, a certain shear, that would be tali whether or not it's tumas ri'ya or tumas maga based on these two deyas in Tosos. Okay, the Gemara now says halfway down the Amud Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Shapir Kamer Rabbi Shimon. So we had in the discussion Amud Alf whether or not a mitzora shenichnas b'michitasan whether he's chayv malkos or not chayv malkos. So Rabbi Yehuda felt that he should be pater, because he used the pasuk of Badad Yashav to tell me that the Masorah stands by himself. Rabbi Shimon responded, says, you don't need a pasuk Badad Yashav. The pasuk of Vayishtachu min ha-machana kol tzuruv v'chol zav v'chol tamil ha-nefesh tells me each of those categories have a separate machana. The word Badad Yashav is extra to tell me that it's a lav nitek la'asei, and there's no malchus because it's available for asei. Rabbi Yehuda did not have that available, and he therefore said that there are malchus. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, what are you going to say? Shapir kamer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon had a very good drasha of how to learn Vayishtachu min ha-machana. So how come Rabbi Yehuda rejected this whole drasha? So Gemara says, "Hahu mi baile." That's needed to tell me the following drasha. Licha de Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Again, he's about to use a pasuk of Vayishlichu min ha-machana, not to tell me that the tzarua and zav tamei nefesh have separate machnos. Rather, he's using it as a completely different drasha, and therefore it's not available for Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he has to go on a different drasha, badad yasha. So, what's the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer? Licha de Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer yachol dach hu zavin. Normally, if a zav mitzara go into the azara, the chayv karis. If you go into the base of Migdash, anyone who's tameh is chayv karis. So one might think, even in a year where the karim pesach is being brought, b'tzibur b'tuma, where the tameh mace are allowed as well, let's say a zav pushes himself in, or mitzara pushes himself in, maybe even in this particular year, that even though it's full of tameh mace, they would still be chayv karis. So the Gemara darshins b'shah shetimei meisim mishalchin. So then zavin mitzaron mishalchin in a time when even the tamei meis are not allowed to be there, which is any day of the year, or you know a day where the there's no rov betzibur rov tuma. So if the tamei meis are sent out to the azara, so too are the tsarua of the chozav, and if they enter in, the chayv karis. However, if it's a time where ain't Timei Mesa Mishalchin, such as a year where the Tibur is Tamei and they bring the Karim Pesach Batuma, then ain't Zavin Umutsarin Mishalchin. They are not sent out. And if they go inside, they're actually going to be exempt from Kares. Now, Rashi makes it very important to point out here. If you look at Rashi, around halfway down the wide line to Ahu, Rashi says, Ahu Taru of Azav, Luchad Rabbi Eliezer Asi, Lakshinu Lutame Mes, Lepoto Minakares, Bepasach Babatuma. The Drasha Vaishlichum in Amachan is coming to tell us that in Mitzora and Zavar Pater, if they enter into the base of Migdash, Viafa Gavdlo Ishtari Le Lichachila Bebias Migdash, even though Lichachila they're not allowed to, if they do so, they're Pater from Akares. So again, let's say it's a year where the Karim Pesach is being brought Batuma, because Rov Tzibur is Tumei Meis. So they're allowed to go into the base of Mikdash and perform the Karim Pesach. We don't allow a Tumei Zav, a Tumei Metzora to enter in either way, but if they do enter in, they're Pater nonetheless. That's what he learned from the Pasuk, Vayishtachu min ha-machaneh v'chulu. And therefore, it's not available to Rabbi Yehuda Naman Alf. That's why he had to use the Drasha Badad Yashav to tell me the din that the Metzora is separate. And once it's using the Pasuk to tell me that the Metzora goes separate, it's not available for a Nita Klase, and that's the whole back and forth where Rabbi Yehuda holds that there are, in fact, Malkos for Metzora, Shenichnas L'Michitasam. Now the Gemara says, last 10 lines of the Amud here, that Amar Mar, Zav, V'chol Zav, L'Rabos Balkari. We learned in Amud Aleph that the word V'chol Zav is coming to include a Balkari, is implied by the Pasuk as well, that he also needs to be sent outside of the Machne Levi. So the Gemara says, Misaile the Rabbi Yochanan. This supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say two halachas. We are concerned with the second halacha, but we'll mention both, of course. Misaile the Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilos lo niskadshu, Ubalkari Meshalech Chutz L'Shemachna. So the first halacha we'll just touch upon, because the Gemaras are going to spend a lot of time on this throughout the next few daf or so, that the mechilas, the tunnels underneath the base of Migdash, are not kadosh, and therefore there's no concern of tumemes. In fact, there's a mishnah Maseches Tamid that tells us that all the description that would take place every single day, and how the Kohen would go to the Trumas Hadesh and they'd wash their hands, and how the bathroom would work in the base of Migdash, and where they would sleep. So there's one halach of a person wakes up as a Baal Keri, there's a little tunnel he'd go underneath the base of Migdash to go find the mikvah and become tahor, because the mechilos were lo niskachu, they were not kadosh. Now Tosas points out here, mechilos lo niskachu, he quotes from a Gemara in Zvachim that says they were niskachu. So this machlok is whether niskachu or not niskachu. So look at the last line of that Tosas, mechilos lo niskachu, where he says, v'yei shlomar, the Beketzet Tzol in the Gemara later on, Daf Peivav, Maskinan Kiamar B'Yochran B'Psuchos L'Chol. When did he say that the Mechilos, the tunnels, are not Niskachu? That's only when they open up to a Chol, when they go outside the base of Mikdash somehow. Aval P'Psuchos L'Kodesh, if the entranceway to the tunnels going into the base of Mikdash, Enachanami, those types of tunnels would be Kodesh. So there's a difference in which types of tunnels are Kodesh, which types of tunnels are actually Chol. So that was the first halacha, not our focus right now. But the second halacha of Rabbi Yochanan was Ubal Keri Mishalech Chutz L'Shemachnos. Just like V'chol Zov is sent out of two machnas, he cannot be machna Shechina nor machna Levia. So to Ubal Keri by the pasuk V'chol Zov also cannot be in a machna Shechina or machna Levia. So Gemara asks the question: Meisivir Ubal Keri K'magish Sheretz. The Brisa says that the Ubal Keri is equal to Magish Sheretz, like one who touches a Sheretz. My love L'Machnosam is not referring to the machnos, in that a Tamei Sheretz is not allowed to be machna Shechina, but he can be in Machane Levi. And how do we know this? Because remember we saw that V'chol Bali, V'chol Tamei Lenefesh, referring to Tumas Mace, cannot be Machane Shechina, but he can be Machane Levi, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is Machane Levi. He held Asmas Yosef. And we had V'chol Tamei Lenefesh include even Sheretz. So we learned from the Drash and Amun Al that Sheretz can be Machane Levi. So if a Sheretz can be Machane Levi, the Brice equates Baal Keri to Maga Sheretz, does that not imply that a Baal Keri could also be in Machane Levia against Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara says, no, lo, the Tumasam. They're equating the two in terms of Tumah. Just like a Sheretz is only Tamei for that day until he goes to the Mikvah, so to a Baal Keri is only Tamei for one day until he goes to the Mikvah. That's the Drasha, but nothing to do with Machanos. In terms of Machanos, the Sheretz can be Machane Levia, but the Baal Keri cannot be in Machane Levia. So Gemara says, the Tumasam, why do you have to have the Brisa tell me that Tumas Sheretz is equal to Tumas Keri, that they're both only Tamei for that day until they go to the Mikvah? Hai Tumas Erev Ksibay, Hai Tumas Erev Ksibay. There's a first Pasuk that tells us that a Baal Keri is Tamei for one day, and so too is a Sheretz. The Pasuk says, we'll read it on the side quickly, the Pasuk says, by Eila Tmeim Lechem Bechol HaSheretz, Kol Nogea Behem Bimosam Yitma Ad HaErev. That Tumas Sheretz only makes a person Tamei until he goes to the Mikvah and goes in that evening. So too, it says by Baal Keri, V'ish ki seite mimenu shichvas zara, V'rochatz b'mayim esakol b'sar v'tamei ad ha'erev. So we don't need a brisa to tell me that both Tumas Erev only, the mefurish pasuk we have. So must be, lav, must be referring to the machanos. El lav the machanosam, that just like the Sheretz could be in Machane Levia, so too Baal Keri could be Machane Levia. And the Gemara says, "Lo, not true. The olam l'tumasim. Really, we are equating the halachas of tumas sheretz to that of tumas keri. What's the chiddush of the pasuk where he tells us? V'hak mashmalam the baal keri k'magish sheretz in terms of ma'magish sheretz mitame ba'onis. A person touched a sheretz against his will. A guy threw a sheretz at him. He's tamei even though he didn't intend on doing so. Af baal keri tamei ba'onis. Also, a baal keri if he became somehow against his will became a baal keri, that also make him tamei as well." And that's the equation. Not in terms of how long, but in terms of how he becomes tamei. Let's recap quickly. It's a tough daf to recap because these are difficult topics. But either way, we start off the daf telling us the two different sources. How do we know that a carbon Pesach can be performed bitumah, that only an ish is pushed up, but not a tzibur. If a tzibur is tamei, they can perform the karm pesach. We have two drashas, either from the pasuk of ish, ki tamei the nefesh, as of Yochanan, which is how we conclude. And Reish Lakish suggested vayishchum min hamachanos, which we end up rejecting. We accepted the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that ish is. And then the Gemara said, not only is an ish ish, but even a... Then we had Rav Chista talking about Mitzora that was Nichnas Lefnim Mimichitzaso, that machlok is whether or not he's pater from Malkos because of lav nitik laseh, or maybe he's chayav Malkos, that pasuk isn't available. Then we have the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda, the different drashas of whether or not it will lead to Malkos or not lead to Malkos. Then we discuss the certain chumras of Zav over Tumas Meis. It's Tumah Yotzei Migufo versus Tameh of 7 days of Tara. And we spoke at Sheretz's Ones and Balkari's Tameh Be'ones. Then the chumra of the Mitzorah, that's Priya, Prima, and also Matashim Shemita. But then we said there's a Tumah of Zav in that. It's Tumah Mishkav Moshav and Metamik Klicharis Beheset. And then we said the shear of a Balkari is either a Kolshu or Machlokas might be Chasimas Piyama. And then the discussion of Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon going back and forth of his response that he used the word Vaishichum and Amachana to tell me that only when Tami Meis are sent out are Zav and Mitzor and Chayiv, but if the time and Tami Meis are not sent out of the base of Megdash, they're actually not Chayiv in Karis de Pater, although Lechachil they shouldn't enter the base of Megdash. And then finally, we had Bechol Zav to include a Balkari. The Balkari is also sent out of Machna Leviyah, and the other side pointed out that the Mechilos, the tunnels, are not Lo Niskachu. And then we concluded the equation of Balkari to Sheretz is not only in terms of Tumas Erev, but also in terms of Tumas Aidei Ones. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Great to be back. And